What's behind a slowdown at U.S. factories?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And let's start with the numbers. Stocks are higher at the open on Wall Street this morning. The Dow up 3 points at 13,977. The NASDAQ up 0.1%. And same with the S&P 500. Kraft Foods announced this morning its profit last quarter was down 72% compared to the same period a year ago. The company is being hurt by the cost of ingredients and the frugality of consumers. Well, the Federal Reserve said this morning that production at U.S. factories declined last month after 2 months of gains. Industrial production fell by 0.4%. And joining us now to discuss is Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jeremy.
So why this decline in industrial production?
Yeah, well, that's right. A 0.4% drop in manufacturing production, and the bulk of it, 3.2% decline in motor vehicles. Consumer products in general, pretty weak as well.
Well, when you say motor vehicles, what's going on there?
Well, what's going on is a once-every-10-year redesign of the Chevy Silverado. It's one of the most the best-selling vehicles in the U.S. When they do a model redesign like this, they have to shut the plant down for months in order to retool. So what they did was they boosted production in the third and fourth quarter, and in January, production of that truck just about went to zero. That's the bulk of the weakness.
You're saying that the industrial production number from the Fed is impacted by the Silverado.
Yeah, no, exactly that. But you know what? If you step back and look at the bigger picture, what you see is that machinery orders have been growing at a faster rate than 1% for 3 months in a row, including this month. That's recovering demand from overseas. Meantime, consumer orders have been pretty weak. And I think that's a tug of war that we're going to see all year this year through the economy. Stronger international demand, weaker domestic demand because taxes just went up quite a bit.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. Thanks as always.
Thank you.